Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage. What time is that? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Don't miss out. Buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, no interest or payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
News from the Nest here on this Total Request Thursday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass. Off-season program started earlier this week. Scott Elliott, strength and conditioning coach, met with the media yesterday, and here he is talking about having the players come in already in shape and ready to rock and roll.
You're talking to a biased opinion here, but the Raven way. You know, we've got the guys have come in phenomenal shape. So that allows us to kind of start one step ahead of maybe where you'd have to start elsewhere, you know, start more basic. So it's of huge value, and then it allows us to kind of progress more efficiently leading into phase two. And then to phase three when they're, you know, OTAs and then mini camp.
I would think, Bob, that probably typical player, Ravens, the Kansas City game was what? End of January, right?
January 28th. Day that will live in infamy.
Yeah, so as a player, you probably take off at least 2 weeks, maybe the whole month of February. And then you start getting it back in March. And then, so for 2 months, you kind of train on your own, and then, or 6 weeks, you train on your own and come here. I would think this time of the year, because you're trying to add bulk and get stronger and stuff, you're not doing a ton of running right now. Because it's hard to gain bulk and strength if you're running a whole bunch right now, too. Like, this time of the year is a good time, you know, to do what you got to do, eating to gain weight, and heavy lifting type stuff and explosive lifting. I would think that's probably what's happening now. And then they move into more of a conditioning phase the closer they get to the OTAs and stuff.
Now here is Scott Elliott also talking about working with players that have personal trainers.
Yeah, we sit down with the guys as they come back and we go through an audit, you know, what they're looking to gain out of this program, our program. Because we say our program, it's not the strength staff's program. It's collectively, it's our program. So we're looking at what they've done, you know, whether they were away for the last 8 weeks or really a lot of times we'll be in communication with the trainer that they're working with so that we know, so that we can either advance what they're doing, we can redirect, we can work together on it to kind of help meet the needs of the athlete.
Basically, it sounds like everything's kind of a la carte, Bob. Each player has his own, what he's doing and what he needs, because it's hard, you know, like, if you're a high school coach, a lot of college coaches, like when I was in college, you go in and everybody's doing the same workout. But, I mean, I was a receiver. I'm not the same as an old lineman. You know, I need different type things. So I like the fact that everything is individualized for you. What do you need to get better? What do you need? Like a Rashad Bateman may need different stuff because of his pulls and things. He may need to do different leg exercises or do more leg exercises type thing. So I love the fact that, and Bob, when you go into weight rooms now, everything's computerized and everything else. It's unbelievable the advancements that they have.
Not on my total gym, it's not, Vinny Serrato. My 20-year-old total gym, by the way.
Same as my 25-year-old dumbbells that are sitting in my basement, Bob.
But he talked about personal trainers. All right, guys have quarterback gurus. Tom Brady famously had his own guy.
Still does. Yeah.
But how could that possibly be conflict with, you know, the team?
To me, the only way it's conflict if both sides aren't willing to work together. And it's the best interest of the player that you both work together, because you know what? You talk to, if I'm the strength coach and you're Norm's strength, you're Norm's coach.
Give me 20.
Yeah. So we've got to, what are you doing right now? Where are you at right now? What is, you know, so we got to communicate. So, like, I'm not starting over where, why are you doing that? He's already been doing that for 3 weeks. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. So communication is big. And to me, that's big thing now with strength coaches nowadays. I'm sure some are more old school and stubborn. Hey, you're doing my program. You're here. You're doing my program. You know, and I just don't think in today's age that's the way to get the best benefit for the player, because most of those guys have somebody, because if they're not here for 8 weeks, they're training with somebody. So you might as well get on the same page. And okay, how do we get Norm better? You and I, how do we get him better? What have you been doing?
Sometimes that ship sails.
I've got him for the next 8 weeks, you know, so this is what we'll do. Number one, you can't have that beard. You know, you got to get rid of the beard.
What? Trade him to the Yankees.
Yeah, this ain't the Yankees.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest. Strength coach Scott Elliott. And, you know, changes were made because the Ravens had that rash of injuries and things where they had one of the worst training, well, not facilities.
The coach.
Yeah, the coach wasn't
communication
highly
wasn't
regarded. But here's Scott Elliott was asked about, hey, how do you build off of last year's success with everything being great and stuff?
I would say, you know, building off the successes last year is the engagement with the weight room. The players understanding that we're here to work for them and with them, right? You know, we talk about the customization of the workouts. And then we talk about, you know, different recovery modalities that we've implemented with the guys through training camp throughout the year. We kind of reworked. We tweaked last year. We've continued to tweak it this year of how we approach our programming. Our programming is still as consistent as it ever has been over the last, you know, handful of years.
I think the biggest thing for a player is to buy into a strength coach is you got to see results. And that may be, you know, you don't really buy in until, like, Rashad Bateman. Oh, he's healthy the whole season. You know, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. There's got to be a point where you say about the strength coach, he can get me better. I'm all in on what he's telling me. And to me, that's, you got to have that faith and confidence in the guy. And if you're getting hurt all the time, then you're kind of looking at him. Then you're probably calling your guy. What am I doing wrong? What do I need to do?
Here's Scott Elliott talking about Lamar Jackson and a lot of scrutiny about the video of Lamar walking into one winning drive earlier this week. Getting lean, mean football playing machine here.
Lamar coming in on Monday, everybody's talking about being lean. Lamar's in great shape. And what it's allowing us to do, and I just got done with the training session with him before coming out here, is to add lean muscle on top of it. We did shoulder conditioning today, you know, to help him be the elite quarterback that he is. So I'd say this, I've never been more excited in April for Lamar Jackson.
It's the first time he's seen him in April in a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me, all that is good news. And the other thing is Lamar sending a message to everybody else. I mean, if you're looking at Lamar and Lamar Jackson comes in, like you show up and Lamar shows up and says, damn. The MVP of the league shows up in great shape, lean like that. I better get my ass going.
Yep. Bad in Cleveland. Yeah. If he would have shown up with a cigar and a
bait
bag of
bait?
Fast food. And that Derrick Henry, he was here. He's been here. We're going to hear from him later in the show. But Derrick Henry's there. Scott Elliott, I'm sure you're happy with that one.
So Derrick was here on Monday, you know, yesterday and today. And you know, when you get past just the awe factor of, you know, as advertised, you know, everything you see, and we played him last year, and of course we've seen him over the years, but to see him in here running, lifting, I go back to the word intent. He attacks everything with such a high level of intent, the intent with tenacity. That's why he's Derrick Henry. That's why what we're gonna, you know, what we're gonna help him do is keep that same trajectory. He's had one heck of a career. Our goal is that it gets even better from here, you know.
Yeah, the best thing, you know, for Derek, because he is such a faithful workout guy and stuff, what does the strength coach here need to buy in? You know, keep him healthy. Keep it, you know, those types of things. And then, Derek, what do you need from me? I mean, look at you. I mean, he's a Greek god now, Bob. I mean, he knows what he's doing, and he knows his body better than you know my body, you know, his body. So how can I, if you're on the strength, how do I help you?
It's Vinny at Haiti, 1057 The Pad. Nolan, we have time for a call or no? You make the call on the call. Yes! Let's get out to the phones. Got Buy or Sell coming up here in a couple of minutes. Another draft profile, then a funhouse trip. Cordell Woodland's going to have some NFL lunch with us at 1 o'clock. American League East Report. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Get what's on his mind. And it's always working overtime. Let's go to Randallstown. It's Mark. Mark, what's up? Thanks for holding.
Hey, I love to hear your guys' opinions on the players, especially the offensive linemen. And in the last 2 years, we've had two guys come up and end up playing really well and becoming, you know, free agents and playing great and getting a good contract. Is there anybody on our bench right now as offensive linemen that you think has the best chance at coming out and winning a starting spot?
Thanks, Mark.
I would say Voorhees is one of those guys right now, and Sala is that guy. I think they're kind of anxiously looking forward to seeing what he can bring. I think they kind of know they know what Cleveland and Falele are. Now, the big thing is in this offseason program, do they change? That's what I would want to see, because right now, if they were to play today, and we've heard Harb say it, competition. Doesn't mean like he's not saying Falele is my starting right guard and Cleveland. No, competition from anybody, whoever comes in.
It's 58 Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, let's count that late week money with Buy or Sell. Draft profile coming up at 12:30. Talk about a guy that is, if he's drafted, is going to keep one of the dudes on the bench. If you know what we're talking about here, Funhouse Trip, Cordell Woodland, American League East Report, couple of teams in action this afternoon, which we'll talk about. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, plenty to get into as he talks all things sports with us here on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fan.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. It is Total Request Thursday. Tons going on in the world of sports, and we'll get to it as quickly as possible. But right now, let's request some money. Buy or sell.
All right, Bob. We're starting to recoup a little bit. The Dow's up 201. S&P's up 19. NASDAQ's up 53. DraftKings down 40. Under Armour's up 9 cents.
All right, buy or sell, as always, brought to us by the Farmer's Dog. We'll start in Major League Baseball, where if we go back to 2019, four teams that year finished with 100 losses. At the time, it was a Major League Baseball record. Most teams in a season with 100 losses. Well, that quickly became the norm, because in 2021, 22, and last year, 23, four teams all finished with 100 losses at some point, leading us to take an early guess at what this year will bring. We can probably safely say that teams like the A's, the White Sox, maybe even the Rockies are almost guarantees to lose 100. Marlins right there as well. Nats could drop off. Who knows? But Bob, buy or sell, that streak of four 100-loss teams will, in fact, continue this year.
I'm going to sell that. I mean, right now, Houston's one of the worst teams record-wise in baseball. They won't be that throughout the course of the season. Marlins were a playoff team last year, so they'll bounce back. So 100-loss teams, White Sox look doomed to suckage. Oakland probably. By the way, the A's aren't as bad as we all anticipated. But Nolan, I'm selling that. There will not be four 100-loss teams. I know the Orioles were, since you piqued my interest back in 2019, one of those 100-loss teams. They're good now. Royals are good now. Tigers are good now. Marlins again. Yeah, well, it kind of just stuck where you are.
More things change, the more they stay the same.
Correct.
I have a little NFL here. The Broncos, they could use a quarterback after moving on from Russell Wilson. Problem is, they're sitting at 12th overall in the first round of the draft. All of the top talent at the quarterback position expected to be long gone well before they're on the clock. So how do you get yourself in a better position on draft night? Well, they have eight total picks, but none in the second round, so really nothing great there in terms of moving up. But a recent report says that Denver would consider trading Patrick Surtain or other players for that matter to move up in the first round. I mean, he's one of their few core pieces they actually have, a former All-Pro, but he is coming up on year four in need of a long-term contract if they intend to go that route. Buy or sell, Vinny, trading Surtain to land a quarterback would be an acceptable move.
I'll soft buy it. You know, I mean, you're moving up to get the most important piece if you can get up there. But the problem is, you're not going to get the value that you want because why? The same reason why you want to trade them, because you don't want to have to pay 20-some million dollars a year. And the team that takes him, all right, then all of a sudden I got to pay that guy. So that's the biggest problem.
A little NBA here, the Pelicans. They fell to the Lakers on Tuesday night, but to make matters worse, they also lost Zion Williamson in the process. And that's a tough blow because he did score 40 points in that loss to LA, also injuring his hamstring. It's going to keep him out of tomorrow night's 8-seed play-in game against the Kings. Now the Pelicans still have guys like Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum, but no doubt that Zion is kind of the straw that stirs the drink. Buy or sell, Bob, New Orleans stands no chance without Zion.
I'm selling that they don't have a chance because CJ McCollum's got some pretty significant playoff experience too when he was with Portland. I just think the Kings are going to get him, and it was his first playoff game, Zion, and as you said, Nolan, he was kind of dealing there with 40 points. The injury issues that have plagued his young career continue to haunt him a little bit. They have a chance because I'm going cliche. That's why they play the games. But they're going down like Frazier tomorrow night. And Ethel just gave me a text. You don't have to play the sound. She just sent me a text. Bloop. Sabonis triple double. There you go.
Did she spell Sabonis correctly?
No. Oh. She called him a Myron Sabonis too, which is way off.
Who knows?
Yes.
We'll close with this here, a little hockey. There's not many personal achievements left for Connor McDavid to accomplish. Multiple-time MVP, he just finished this season with 100 assists, becoming just the fourth player all-time to accomplish that feat. What makes it even more impressive is he did it in just 75 games. But you look at his career, he's always been towards the top of the league in any given year in the assist category, but that century mark of 100, like I said, it is a rare accomplishment. Vinny, buy or sell, McDavid could join Gretzky, or will join Gretzky, rather, as the only players with multiple 100 assist seasons.
McDavid has one, correct?
Right.
And Kucherov just got one. Guess how many Gretzky has? 11. So, no, he's not even in the same league. You know what the problem with McDavid is? He's Lamar Jackson. Because none of this stuff matters. Every year, he gets this, he gets that. It's the playoffs. He doesn't ever win in the playoffs. He's got the same thing Lamar's got. Nobody cares about his scoring and doing all that. No, when are you going to win?
Right, and looking at Gretzky's stats, because I was curious how many times
11.
He did it.
That's unbelievable.
And he's not just hitting, you know, the 100 mark. He's blowing past it.
Didn't he have like
140, 160. I mean, he's
he had 100 assists in some years, like with 30 games left in seasons. And by the way, what Gretzky did young in his career, remember his first trip to the Stanley Cup Finals, they got worked by the Islanders.
Yeah.
Then they became kind of the dynasty. Now, when he got traded away from Edmonton, he went to the finals that one time with L.A. They won the Stanley Cup the year after they traded him away. So he was the major piece of a lot of Hall of Fame parts there with the including their coach and goalie, et cetera.
Well, Messier has more Stanley Cups, I think, than Gretzky, right?
I'm not sure. So. He won one with the Rangers. Yeah. I know that.
But the thing about it is, can you imagine, you know, because people say, oh, you know, Gretzky wouldn't be the same now. If Gretzky was, you know, like young and playing now, he'd be even better. You know why? Because back then you could grab, you could hold, you know, you get killed.
Well, the goalies now look like the Michelin Man.
That's true.
And back in those days, I mean, there was a little more space to maneuver the puck.
Right. You remember Gump Worsley, right?
Negative.
The Gumper? He didn't. Norm.
Is he like a real person? Or right?
Yeah, Gump. He played for the North Stars.
Norm. The shrimp guy?
I used to go to some of the games.
Shrimp.
No helmet, no mask, no nothing. Nothing on his. Nothing above his neck on his head.
Obviously, nothing above his neck. He would have been wearing a mask. But either way, Gretzky's he's a transcendent guy. Yeah. Even questioning that sort of thing's crazy. But this guy, Edmonton's usually. Yeah, they don't even make the Stanley Cup Finals, much less losing.
They may win a round and then they're gone.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, draft profile, switching back to the NFL. First round of the draft is a week from tonight. Ravens have the 30th pick. They could use an offensive lineman. Next guy we're going to talk about might not be around at pick number 30, but you never know. That's why they take care of things like that. If you want to share your draft thoughts, get in at 410-583-1057. Jackson Holliday is struggling. Duh. Last year, Grayson Rodriguez struggled, got sent back to the minors. Are we at that stage with old JH? I'm saying no, but we'll let it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Play out.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, there's definitely some teams asking me like, hey, like, how would you feel about playing guard? And I'm all up for any position. Guard, tackle. I mean, if they really wanted me at center, I could play center.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. NFL Draft 2024. First round a week from tonight. Ravens have the 30th pick in said first round. They could use some offensive line help. Let's talk about a guy you just heard from, Talifuaga.
Talifuaga, Oregon State. 6'6", 324 pounds, ran 5'13", 33 1/8 arm. I think that's why the guard discussion, Bob, because of arm length. 10 1/8 hand. Jersey 75, play right tackle. He's a redshirt junior. He was a three-star recruit. 3 games as a freshman, 0 sacks. Sophomore, 12 games, 0 sacks. 22. First year starting in 2022. And in 23, 12 games, no sacks. He played 1,564 snaps at Oregon State. His strengths, he's got size, he's got athletic ability, he's got passion, looks to finish, good instincts, good punch and pass, quick pass set, runs well, he can adjust on the move, strong right hand and pass. Now, for a right tackle, that's huge, because where's the guy's going outside, bam! He needs to teach that to Falele. Powerful punch. He can pull, turn up, and make contact. Nasty. Slides feet well and pass. And I wrote again, nasty. Smart. Very athletic and smooth up to the linebacker level. Excellent. Hands in pass. Good handwork and pass. Good fluid mirror. Can bend his knees. He's a worker. He was a three-star recruit in high school, so he's had to earn all his stuff. Weakness, arm length. Will that be a problem with the speed rush? He'll drop his head and lunge sometimes. Gets high some in pass. Will get too high in pass and get off balance. Has some hip tightness. Over-aggressive at times, which gets him overextended. I mean, it's all pretty much the same type thing, you know. It's just pass protection's patience. You get yourself in trouble if you're too aggressive. In summary, this kid's a good athlete that has good technique and pass. Stay strong right-hand punch and pass. His arm length could cause problems versus elite speed. Does really good job pulling on the run. It's probably another reason why people, you know, see him as a guard possibly. He would start at right tackle, but could even be better at guard with athleticism and pulling. You can win with him at right tackle. So, I mean, if I'm the Ravens and I were somehow got him, I'm putting him at right tackle. And then you got to show me that you can't play right tackle. I know you can play guard, but I'm going to play at right tackle.
Tali Puaga, according to Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore Zone, ESPN, number 4 rated offensive tackle in this year's draft, in the dueling mock draft that Mel had with Field Yates, has Puaga going 18 to Cincinnati in the first round. However, Dane Brugler from The Athletic, in this monstrosity of a 7-round mock draft, has him going 12 to Denver.
Wow.
The bottom line is he's not sniffing, he's 30 not sniffing based on these projections.
Yeah. And especially if everybody's saying that there's going to be 20 offensive guys in the first round. Because I think people say, like, an unusual amount of really good talent in the offensive line. So if I want an unusually good guy, I'm going to take him. That's why I think all these guys are going to go. There's going to be a run. They're going to go. And they're all going to be plugging. There's going to be, like, maybe 8 rookies starting at left tackle or right tackle probably.
Staying with the draft, New England Patriots director of scouting Elliot Wolf said today that the team is, air quotes, open for business to trade the number 3 pick in next week's draft, but they would be cool staying put because he calls the quarterback class unique, whatever that means.
Basically, he's saying, somebody asked him, so he wants it out in the media. Yeah, we'd be willing to trade up. We'd be willing to trade down. We like what's there at 3. So, I mean, what's he saying? He's not saying anything, Bob, is what he's saying. And that's kind of this time of the year. There's nothing to say. I mean, unless you do something, you know, I mean, that's kind of what everybody is saying. Because, Bob, nothing is happening right now. Like, Eric is probably, because he's probably still in meetings and stuff, he's not even doing any due diligence right now with other teams calling, hey, you want to trade? No, it's too early. All you're doing right now is he may be having George Kokainis and Vince Newsom and those guys, you know, calling all the teams and asking people, you know, are you willing to move? You know, if we were to come up, you know, what would you be willing to go? And what everybody's going to say, well, if our guy's not there, we'll be willing to listen.
Now,
so it's all BS right now.
Now, we know the Bears are taking Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Guess it's a safe guess, Vinny, to say that the Commanders are going to take Jaden Daniels or at least a quarterback.
Yes.
But New England's quarterback situation has been somewhat dicey since Tom Brady bolted for Tampa.
And what, to me, one of the biggest problems is, Bob, because Jones, he had a good year, his rookie year.
Yep.
And then they brought in the special teams coach to be the offensive. Yeah. You know, I mean, they ruined that kid. That's the problem. They ruined him. So they need to rebuild confidence in their organization is what they need to do. That it's a place that can, they got to show they can develop a quarterback. And they're going to take, I mean, you got to take, if you like a guy and you got a chance to get a guy, you got to take him because it's the most important position on the field. Forget all, well, I trade down and I get more pick. Doesn't matter if you don't have a quarterback.
And I apologize, everybody. I forgot to bring this up during news from the Nest, but J.K. Dobbins has signed with the L.A. Chargers there.
Yeah. Just Ravens West.
Looks that way, doesn't it? Well, hey, but hey, look at the success the Ravens had versus them.
Well,
Chargers? Chargers.
You got a couple things going is you got Greg Roman who coached all these guys, and you got Joe Ortiz who drafted all these guys. So, you know, Joe liked, if he didn't like them, they wouldn't have drafted him.
Yep.
So he likes them, and Giro probably loves them. I mean, Bob, you haven't seen them sign a receiver.
Well, there's a problemo for them because the TCU kid had kind of a disappointing rookie season.
No,
and out with Keenan Allen got hurt, then Mike Williams was hurt. But Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, if they're healthy, and Gus was for the most part last year, but Dobbins goes down in the opener, I think he would have been a stud firmly entrenched as the Ravens guy if it wasn't for the injuries. But then again, ifs are part of reality, and they were very much a part of his injuries.
Yeah, and he's had two major.
Yeah.
ACL and a Achilles. So he's had two major injuries, but probably not costing him much. Probably incentives and stuff. And they know what he can and can't do. They know how to use him. What's going to be interesting is that I would imagine, Bob, that at five, they'll probably trade down, I would think. Because you know that Giro's fighting taking a receiver at five. He wants that lineman or a tight end.
Yeah.
I just saw
Charlie Joyner could be available.
Brock Bowers, Bob, visited the Chargers.
The tight end?
Yeah.
Man, that would be an interesting
piece. If they move back
to
11, that'd probably be a good pick.
But if Dobbins rushes for 1,200 yards, 13 or whatever this season, count me as a person who will not be surprised.
Yeah.
That happens. It's Vinny at 81.057. The Fan. Orioles are off today at Kansas City. Start a 3-game set tomorrow against the Royals. Kansas City off to a good beginning to their 24 season. Remember, the Orioles struggled against them. Now, Westberg walked them off a couple weeks ago, but the Orioles coming back, beating the Twins yesterday. Another come-from-behind win. Birds breathing down the necks of the Yankees, but Kansas City, all of that suckage starting to pay off for them a little bit, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports with Balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
All right, we missed it last hour. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick the song, we'll play it. Send a request, plus for text line at 410-583-1057. It's the Fun House with Nolan McGraw. Nolan, would you like to do a little introduction, or you want to get right into it, man?
A song and dance? No. Not going to waste anyone's time here.
Then let's have some fun.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with this one here. Texter says, Gunner had a slow start last season, but no way was it like what Holiday's going through right now, 1-for-25 with 14 strikeouts. Still believe in Jackson Holiday, obviously, but I do think if after the upcoming six-game road trip he's still striking out this much, then you'd have to really consider sending him down.
Again, Gunnar Henderson hit a home run in his first game. Remembers how much flying off his head as he's rounding the bases. Played well enough. The one problem we had, if you recall, well, I don't want to speak for everybody, I had, he was playing second, short, third. Get away from second base. Let's not do that with Gunner because it didn't seem as though he was comfortable. But you knew the bat was going to play. He had immediate success when he came up in August of 22. Jackson Holiday's up there hacking away like it's wiffle ball on steroids, the way that, and he's always behind in the count. Tony Pente made a good point with the automated strike zone, maybe some stuff that was close there or called a strike is now outside a little bit, so we'll see how it goes. He'll adjust. Short leash, I doubt it, but he can't be 2-for-40 with 20 Ks and without things being reevaluated just a little bit here. And again, he doesn't need to be the star of the team, just contribute to the cause, and if he could find a way to do so, then that'll probably help him confidence wise I guess.
This texter says, hard to, or you can't really compare sending Grayson Rodriguez down last year, him being a pitcher compared to a position player like Holiday. In my opinion, the Orioles made a big mistake not bringing him up on opening day. Ooh. The focus would have been on the start of the new season, the entire team, not solely on him, like when he came up in Boston.
So if he comes up, I'm trying to understand what the texter's saying. Opening day, this not happening here?
Maybe he's out of the slump by now. I don't know.
Okay, it's 3 weeks ago. Plenty of time.
I guess he's saying the microscope
wouldn't
being
have been
on
just
Holiday.
Solely on him.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
But he's had the microscope since he was in high school.
He was the number one pick in the draft. Yeah.
You don't think Caleb Williams is going to have a microscope in Chicago?
Yeah. This is a guy that was doing TV commercials in college.
Yeah.
The fun Dr. Pepper ones.
How about this one from Jack? Says, not trying to downplay the Orioles' win yesterday, but I'm having a hard time understanding why Hyde would pinch hit Austin Hayes for Ryan O'Hearn at the point in the game when he did. O'Hearn, one of the team's best batters right now. Hayes, one of the worst. Don't want to hear about righty-lefty matchups. Hayes swung at the first pitch, flied out.
Yeah, and then struck out later on in the game as well. I'm not disagreeing with that. If you don't want to hear lefty-righty matchups, though, close your ears, because that's probably what that was all about.
That's the only
I'm guessing he's probably trying to get Hayes going a little bit, and giving him some opportunity.
He might have to do the Bad News Bears thing where you just take a pitch in the shoulder. Take one for the team.
Close game, though.
Kelly Leak's coming up
next.
Yeah,
that's the only thing. Are you really trying to win the game or get the guy going?
We talked about it either yesterday or Tuesday. Austin Hayes' OPS which is on base percentage and slugging combined, is a bad batting average. It's like 200.
How about one more here? This texter says, I definitely think you need to let Holiday swing his way out of the slump, but at a certain point, Hyde has to be thinking about getting Arias or Mateo a day in his place. At what point is a day in the batting cage in the dugout just more beneficial for him?
Ramon Arias still plays for the Orioles?
Yeah, I'm
stunned to hear that news. Well, there's a lefty pitching on Saturday, Reagans, who was dominating the Orioles when we saw him a couple of weeks ago. Georgie's definitely going to be in the lineup. Holiday's definitely going to be out of it unless he hits like three home runs tomorrow night. Arias, though, man, it's the milk carton. Has anyone seen Ramon Arias? Maybe we'll see him over the weekend at Kauffman Stadium. It's Vinny at 80, 105.7 The Fan when we come back. Cordell Woodland's going to have some NFL lunch with us. Talk about the draft. First round, 2 weeks from today. Ravens' many needs and the strength of the ball club. Yes, they had some defections via free agency. J.K. Dobbins leaves yesterday officially to the Chargers. But as we've said, Vinny, you have a Hall of I don't go Hall of Fame yet. You have an all-pro MVP quarterback, stud offensive lineman, stud defensive lineman, stud linebacker, two stud safeties, great kicker, Hall of Famer. They got levels of success. Depth could be an issue right now. We'll talk to Cordell about that. American League East report got a couple of games featuring AL East teams this afternoon. Look at what happened last night. Give you a standings update as well. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. He's going to get loud because that's what he does. And we're going to do it here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.